Journal of Heredity 2014, 105, 1, 1-18 doi, 10.1093 JID S084. Copyright sign, The American Genetic Association 2013. All rights reserved. For permissions, please email journals.permissions@up.com. Yiga Community of Scientists address correspondence to Dr. Jose V. Lopez, Oceanographic Center, Nova Southeastern University, 8000 North Ocean Drive, Dania Beach, FL 33004, or email joslo@nova.edu. Authors are listed in the appendix. Abstract: over 95% of all metazoan animal species comprise the invertebrates, but very few genomes from these organisms have been sequenced. We have, therefore, formed a Global Invertebrate Genomics Alliance, YIGA. Our intent is to build a collaborative network of diverse scientists to tackle major challenges, for example, species selection, sample collection and storage, sequence assembly, annotation, analytical tools associated with genome transcriptome sequencing across a large taxonomic spectrum. We aim to promote standards that will facilitate comparative approaches to invertebrate genomics and collaborations across the international scientific community. Candidate study taxa include species from Porifera, Ctenophora, Cnidaria, Placozoa, Mollusca, Arthropoda, Echinodermata, Annelida, Bryozoa, and Platyhelminths, among others. YIGA will target 7,000 non-insect nematode species, with an emphasis on marine taxa because of the unrivaled phyletic diversity in the oceans. Priorities for selecting invertebrates for sequencing will include, but are not restricted to, their phylogenetic placement, relevance to organismal, ecological, and conservation research, and their importance to fisheries and human health. We highlight benefits of sequencing both whole genomes, DNA, and transcriptomes, and also suggest policies for genomic level data access and sharing based on transparency and inclusiveness. The YIGA website, http://yiga.nova.edu, has been launched to facilitate this collaborative venture. Keywords: biodiversity, comparative genomics, consortium, evolution, YIGA, invertebrates, metazoa. The last 600 million years of evolution have been marked by the diversification of animal life. Despite the range of body types and organisms observed among the metazoa, spanning salps, sponges, shrimps, squids, and sea stars, all animals arose from a common ancestor. Metazoans share a number of features that distinguish them from other organisms. They are all mostly multicellular, heterotrophic, and chiefly motile eukaryotes with intercellular junctions and an extracellular matrix of collagen and glycoproteins. With the exception of species that also propagate asexually, some supposedly for a long time, Danchin et al. 2011, metazoans developed from embryos arising from a diploid zygote and passing through a blastular stage, which is followed by cell differentiation and morphogenesis. Slack et al. 1993, Valentine 2004, Nielsen 2012, Irwin and Valentine 2013. These processes are orchestrated by a conserved developmental toolkit, including a variety of transcription factors and signaling pathways, identified in most metazoan genomes studied so far. Srivastava et al. 2008, 2010. Invertebrates, that is animals without backbones, encompass about 95% of metazoan diversity. Zhang 2011. The concept of invertebrate was first proposed by Lamech, 1801, and is derived from our anthropocentric view of life, a biological equivalent of geocentrism that suggests that vertebrates hold a special status among metazoans. Although invertebrates clearly represent a paraphyletic assemblage, the term invertebrate persists, and the distinction between vertebrates and invertebrates is upheld in textbooks and university curricula. As a group of invertebrate zoologists, we have decided to maintain the distinction here for practical purposes. Invertebrates play crucial roles in the functioning of most ecosystems, including many that affect people. Some are parasites and disease vectors that affect the health of humans, livestock, and plant crops. As invasive species, they can have one. Downloaded from https://academic.up.com/jheard/article-abstract/105/1/1/858593 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. The Global Invertebrate Genomics Alliance, YIGA, developing community resources to study diverse invertebrate genomes. Journal of Heredity. 2. Aiden 2012, bringing whole genome sequencing capabilities beyond the sole province of well-funded laboratories and sequencing centers working on model organisms. Human-based studies such as the ENCODE, Encyclopedia of DNA Elements, Ecker et al. 2012, and Human Microbiome Projects, Turnbull et al. 2007, demonstrate the extraordinary power of genomic technologies to produce data resources that can promote hypothesis generation and more powerful analytical tools. However, the potential for greater insight stems from comparative research that can place genomic diversity into a phylogenetic context. For example, Rubin et al. 2000, technological advances and associated cost reductions now allow us to sequence whole genomes from a much wider spectrum of all organisms, broadening our capacity for comparative genomics. The broad and basal phylogenetic placements of invertebrates also create opportunities to pose deeper, fundamental questions regarding classical versus mechanistic reductionist perspectives of biology and how genes actually shape each organism's development and physiology, WEIS 2004. Therefore, our group, the Global Invertebrate Genomics Alliance, YIGA, represents a concerted effort toward sequencing invertebrate genomes, transcriptomes and developing informatics tools, resources, tissue repositories, and databases, which will be made publicly available. The YIGA Consortium herein reviews the phylogenetic status and adaptive and developmental features of potential species for whole genome sequencing of invertebrate phyla. Careful taxon selection, the development of data standards, and facilitating comparative approaches will maximize the utility of genomes generated. Collecting whole genome data is still a non-trivial task, both technologically and financially, and the computational constraints on assembling, annotating, and analyzing genomic data remain considerable. Therefore, YIGA also proposes a series of criteria, outlined below, for prioritizing invertebrate whole genome sequencing projects, including standards for nominating species for whole genome sequencing, specimen preparation, and processing, as well as general policies governing the distribution of genomic data as resources for the broader scientific community. Scope and goals: we propose to sequence, assemble, and annotate whole genomes and/or transcriptomes of 7,000 invertebrate species, complementing ongoing efforts to sequence vertebrates, insects, and nematodes. Genome 10K Community of Scientists, G10KCOS, 2009, Robinson et al. 2011, Humer et al. 2012, Table 1. We have compiled a list of proposed species to sequence, which will be posted on the new web portal, http://yiga.nova.edu, also available at http://yigacus.org, created for distributing information about potential targets and projects. Selection and prioritization of taxa to be sequenced will occur through future discussion and coordination within YIGA. Thus, the target number is a somewhat arbitrary compromise between the desire to encompass as downloaded from https://academic.up.com/jheard/article-abstract/105/1/1/858593 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. devastating ecological and economic effects, but invertebrates also provide significant benefits, as many marine species are harvested or farmed for human consumption, Ponder and Lunny 1999. For the past 4 decades, marine invertebrates have been the focus of research that has led to the synthetic or recombinant production of drugs, molecular research tools, for example, green fluorescent protein, Chalfie et al. 1994, and biomedical research probes, Nirahashi et al. 1994. Invertebrates also provide inspiration for a number of biomimetic materials, such as those modeled on spider silk, the hierarchical structure of glass sponge skeletons, Muller et al. 2013, and Molluscan Naca, the composite lattice work comprising mother of pearl, Fratzel 2007. A better understanding of the genomes of these animals will enhance our ability to mitigate their negative impacts as parasites, disease vectors, and invasive species, and to sustainably manage them as providers of ecological services and economic benefits. High-throughput sequencing technologies provide us with an unprecedented opportunity to integrate traditional biological approaches with genomic data to describe new aspects of the functional and structural diversity of invertebrates. We aim to assemble a global consortium of scientists and institutions to evaluate the broad spectrum of invertebrate phylogenetic diversity suitable for whole genome sequencing, to develop the standards and analytical tools necessary to maximize the utility of these genomes for comparative studies, and to sequence, assemble, and annotate whole genomes and/or transcriptomes of 7,000 invertebrate species. As the first step toward this goal, we held an inaugural workshop in March 2013. Although insects represent a lion's share of animal species diversity, they are already the subject of targeted genome, Robinson et al. 2011, and transcriptome, http://www.onekite.org, initiatives, as are nematodes, Humer et al. 2012. Conversely, non-insect nonnematode invertebrates represent a vast phylogenetic and adaptive breadth and diversity in phenotypes, figure 1, Edgecomb et al. 2011. Invertebrates span at least 30 very different body plans commonly referred to as phyla. Non-insect invertebrates inhabit marine, freshwater, and terrestrial realms. They are particularly diverse in the oceans, where all animal phyla originated and most continue to exist. The estimated number of marine animal species ranges from 275,000 to over 5 million, Appeltons et al. 2012, Collin et al. 2012, Sheffers et al. 2012, the vast majority of which are invertebrates. Invertebrates have long served as model organisms, providing insights into fundamental mechanisms of development, neurobiology, genetics, species diversification, and genome evolution. Two invertebrates, the fruit fly Drosophila melanogaster, Adams et al. 2000, and the nematode Caenorhabditis elegans, C. elegans Sequencing Consortium 1998, were the first animal species targeted for complete genome sequencing, setting the stage for other invertebrate-based studies such as I5K for insects, Robinson et al. 2011, and the 959 Nematode Genome Program, Humer et al. 2012, which target up to several thousand whole genome sequencing projects. Recent years have seen major advances in DNA sequencing technologies, MARDIS 2011, Schenger and Lieberman, YIGA Community of Scientists, Global Invertebrate Genomics Alliance, YIGA, downloaded from https://academic.up.com/jheard/article-abstract/105/1/1/858593 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. Figure 1 Metazoan Relationships. This phylogeny of Metazoa is largely based on recent phylogenomic analyses by Dunn et al. 2008 and Hegnell et al. 2009. The basal nodes of the tree are shown as a polytomy based on varying results in recent analyses. 3. Journal of Heredity. Why focus on invertebrates? Phylogeny. Given the diversity of non-insect non-nematode non-vertebrate animals and the variety of invertebrate body plans, a first criterion for selecting taxa is phylogenetic. The taxa selected represent 36 metazoan phyla, figure 1, acknowledging that conferring this taxonomic rank on a group can be dynamic and controversial. Whole or nearly whole genome sequences. Most genomes only asymptotically approach completeness but never fully reach it. EDI 2013 have been published or submitted to pubic databases for one or a few representatives of 15 phyla, Porifera, Ctenophora, Cnidaria, Placozoa, Cephalochordata, Tunicata, Craniata, Echinodermata, Hemichordata, Nematoda, Arthropoda, Annelida, Mollusca, Platyhelminths, and Ratifera. But there are currently no published genomes for the other 21 invertebrate phyla. We examined current phylogenetic hypotheses and selected key invertebrate species that span the phylogenetic diversity and morphological disparity on the animal tree of life. See supplementary material. New invertebrate genome data can reveal novel sequences with sufficient phylogenetic signal to resolve long-standing questions. Developmental biology. One of the most exciting approaches to understanding the origins and evolution of animal diversity is detailed comparative research on embryological development, that is, evolutionary developmental biology, or EVODEVO. Whole genome and transcriptome information can facilitate the success of such research, just as Hox gene characterizations did decades before, IQTA 2011. Gene content, syntony, gene copy number, and cis-regulatory information are some of the crucial data that may enable us to address the genotype-phenotype dilemma. Whole genome sequencing provides these data in a comprehensive fashion. In the last decade, every invertebrate genome sequence paper has turned these select species into emerging and important developmental model systems. Dehel et al. 2002, Putnam et al. 2007, 2008, Srivastava et al. 2010. The additional EVO-DEVO publications have generated major insights into the molecular basis of morphological diversity. Davidson and Irwin 2006, Hegnell 2010. Invertebrate taxa also include some of the longest living animals on the planet, such as the ocean quahog clam Arctica Icelandica, maximum reported age 507 years, Lamellibrachia tube worms 250 years, Munro and Blair 2012, Coralline Demisponge Strosclera williana, 565 plus or minus 70 years, Wahide 1998, Gold Coral Gerardia sp. 450-2742 years, Black Coral Leopathes gleberrima, S 2377 years, Rourke et al. 2006, and the immortal Hydra, Boehm et al. 2012, speciation, radiations, and evolutionary rates in vertebrates have considerable potential to inform fundamental questions in other aspects of evolutionary biology, such as how new species form, why radiations occur, and the genetics of evolutionary stasis. Invertebrate sister species pairs now restricted to the Caribbean or Eastern Pacific by the uplift of the Isthmus of Panama provide a superb. Dunn et al. 2008, Hegnell et al. 2009, Philip et al. 2009, Shearwater et al. 2009, Pick et al. 2010, Ryan et al. 2010, Nisenko et al. 2013. The position of Xenocolomorpha is uncertain dashed lines, and is based on recent studies. It could be the sister group to Bilateria, Hegnell et al. 2009, or as part of Deuterostomia, Philip et al. 2011. There is no phylogenomic data for Mesozoa or Micronathozoa, and their positions are based on a limited amount of direct sequencing data. Mesozoa, comprising Rhombozoa and Orthonectida, is shown as a single terminal but may not be a clade. The placement of Phoronida is based in the traditional placement of the group as close to Brachiopoda. the estimated numbers for extant described and valid species, indicated in parentheses after the terminal name, are from Zhang, 2011, and for marine groups, from queries of the World Register of Marine Species, June 2013, http://www.marinespecies.org/php/stats. Notes for terminals indicated by Mesozoa, comprising Rhombozoa and Orthonectida, is shown as a single terminal but may not be a clade. The species count for Rotifera includes Acanthocephala and for Cnidaria includes Myxozoa 4. Downloaded from https://academic.up.com/jhird/article-abstract/105/1/1/858593 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. Much phylogenetic, morphological, and ecological diversity as possible and the practical limitations of the initiative. Given the large population sizes of many invertebrate species, collection of a sufficient number of individuals may be relatively easy for the first set of targets. Collection of invertebrates usually involves fewer difficulties with regard to permits than collection of vertebrate tissues. However, some invertebrate taxa pose various logistic and technological challenges for whole genome sequencing. Many species live in relatively inaccessible habitats, for example, as parasites, in the deep sea, or geographically remote, or are too small to yield sufficient amounts of DNA from single individuals. These challenges will be considered with other criteria as sequencing projects are developed and prioritized. Animal biodiversity is not constrained by political boundaries. Therefore, the geographic scope of the project in terms of participation, taxa collected, stored, and sequenced, data analysis and sharing, and derived benefits, requires global partnerships beyond the individuals and institutions represented at the inaugural workshop. Because international and interinstitutional cooperation is essential for long-term success, the new YIGA website will be used to foster cooperative research projects. For now, the YIGA website can serve as a community nexus to link projects and collaborators, but it could also eventually expand to host multiple shared data sets or interactive genome browsers. The broad scope of YIGA also necessitates growth in the genomics-enabled community overall. Sequencing and analyzing the large amount of resulting data pose significant bioinformatic and computational challenges and will require the identification and creation of shared bioinformatics infrastructure resources. YIGA Community of Scientists, Global Invertebrate Genomics Alliance, YIGA, Table 1 published or in progress whole non-insect nonnematode invertebrate genome project species, major group, subgroup, size, MB, URL, citation, Helibdella robusta, Annelida, Clitellata, 215.44, Simakov et al., 2013, Capitella tellata, Annelida, Polychaeta, 276.69, Ixodes scapularis, Arthropoda, Arachnida, 1896.32, Rhipicephalus microplus tetronychus urticistrigamia maritima branchiostoma floridae Cheina intestinalis, Arthropoda, Arachnida, 144.77, Arthropoda, Arachnida, 89.6, Arthropoda, Myriapoda, 173.61, Chordata, Cephalochordata, 480.43, Chordata, Tunicata, 115.24, Cheina savignii, Chordata, Tunicata, 401.48, Oecoplera dioica, Chordata, Tunicata, 66.54, Acropora digitifera, Cnidaria, Anthozoa, 364.99, Nematostella victensis hydromagnipapillata Daphnia pulix nemiopsis leedii, Cnidaria, Anthozoa, 297.43, Cnidaria, Hydrozoa, 785.56, Crustacea tenophora, Crustacea lobata, 158.62, 150.34, Lutetianus variegatus strongulus centritus purpuritus sacoglossus kowalewskii chrysostria yigus, Echinodermata, Echinoidi, 823.46, Echinodermata, Echinoidi, 936.58, Hemichordata, Enteropneusta, 642.31, Mollusca, Bivalvia, 491.87, Pinctida fucata, Mollusca, Bivalvia, 1115, Aplysia californica, Mollusca, Gastropoda, 737.86, Lochia gigantea, Mollusca, Mollusca, 298.9, Trichoplax adherens schmidtia mediterranea clonorchis sinensis, Placozoa, Trichoplax, 94.75, Platyhelmins, Rhabditophora, 865.63, Platyhelmins, Trematoda, 547.11, Schistosoma japonicum Schistosoma mansoni amphimedon Queenslandica adenita vaga, Platyhelmins, Trematoda, 369.09, Platyhelmins, Trematoda, 329.51, Periphera, Demospongii, 144.88, Retifera, Deloidi, 218.1, https://www.ncbi.nlm.ni.gov/genome-term=10,758http://mirinogenomics.oist.jp/pinctida-fucata-http://hgdownload.cse.ucse.edu/downloads-html-ch-http //genome.jgi. psf.org.lot.g1.lot.g1.home.html /www.ncbi.nlm.ne/genome-2011.gov/genome-equals-200362http://www.ncbi.nlm.ne.gov/genome-equals-203768http://www.ncbi.nlm.ne.gov/genome-equals-200367http://www.ncbi.nlm.ne.gov/genome-equals-203768http://www.ncbi.nlm.ne.gov/genome-equals-200360http://www.ncbi.nlm.ne.gov/genome-equals-200367http://www.ncbi.nlm.ne.gov/genome-equals-200367http://www.ncbi.nlm.ne.gov/genome-equals-200367http://www.ncbi.nlm.ne.gov/genome-equals-200367http://www.ncbi.nlm.ne.gov/genome-equals-200367http://www.ncbi.nlm.ne.gov/genome-equals-200367http://www.ncbi.nlm.ne.gov/genome-equals-200367http://www.ncbi.nlm.ne.gov/genome-equals-200367http://www.ncbi.nlm.ne.gov/genome-equals-200367http Baylor College of Medicine, unpublished data, Baylor College of Medicine, unpublished data, Sodergren et al., 2006, Zhang et al., 2012, Takeuchi et al., 2012, Broad Institute, unpublished data, Simakov et al., 2013, Srivastava et al., 2008, Rob et al., 2008, Wang et al., 2011, Zhao et al., 2009, Berryman et al., 2009, Srivastava et al., 2010, Flott et al., 2013. 5. Downloaded from https://academic.up.com/jheard/article-abstract/105/1/1/858593 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. https://www.ncbi.nlm.ni.gov/genome-term=7654http://www.ncbi.nlm.ni.gov/genome-term=7654http://www.spbase.org/spbase/ Simakov et al., 2013, Journal of Heredity, Ecology. Invertebrates are major components of marine, freshwater, and terrestrial ecosystems. Some invertebrates are ecosystem engineers, such as the sclerotinian corals that construct reef habitats covering only 0.2% of all oceanic surface area yet supporting up to 25% of total marine biodiversity, Riaka-Cudler 1997. Invertebrates span all trophic levels, from primary consumers through widely utilized prey, for example, planktonic copepods, to parasites and apex predators, for example, Humboldt squid. In terms of biomass, some invertebrates such as krill, euphorcides, and copepods dominate pelagic food webs, Butenhus et al. 2006, Atkinson et al. 2009. Benthic and planktonic invertebrates play crucial roles in carbon and nutrient cycling in the ocean. In deeper waters without sunlight, water column invertebrates cycle carbon through their trophic networks, and benthic animals, for example, tubeworms, mussels, clams, gastropods, form partnerships with chemosynthetic bacteria to dominate and define ecosystems such as hydrothermal vent communities and methane seeps. German et al. 2011. Genomes of organisms that live in harsh environments, that is, extremophiles, or in intimate symbiosis with other organisms, for example, coral algal symbioses, highly adapted parasites, have the potential to radically change our understanding of how these organisms survive. Russell et al. 2013, Flott et al. 2013. Fisheries and aquaculture invertebrates are becoming increasingly important sources of protein for human nutrition worldwide, particularly with the collapse of a number of vertebrate fisheries. Invertebrate fisheries and aquaculture dominated by mollusks and crustaceans provide food and employment for millions of people, Glazer and Deal 2004. Prominent examples are bivalves, oysters, clams, mussels, gastropods, abalone, queen conch, and cephalopods, squid, octopus, and cuttlefish, among the mollusks, Stoner 1997, and a variety of decapods, shrimps, crabs, lobsters, and crayfish, among crustaceans, Neeland et al. 2001. Gooseneck barnacles are among the most expensive crustacean seafood in Western Europe on a per kilogram basis. Echinoderm sea urchins and sea cucumbers have important commercial fisheries, and species of Cnidaria, Annelida, Tunicata, Cephalochordata, and Sipuncula are six, all harvested for human consumption in some countries. Some invertebrates, such as krill, are harvested for human nutrition more indirectly, via animal feed or dietary supplements. Finally, not all fish species are food sources. Pearl oysters, abalone, mussels, snails, black red, and soft corals are harvested for their value in the jewelry or aquarium trades. A number of large mollusks are similarly fished to support the tourism market. Invasive and pest species. A number of invertebrates cause environmental problems around the world. Some are invasive species that have colonized and expanded their numbers into new habitats, often to the detriment of native species. Examples include the green crab, Carcinus minus, and the zebra mussel, Dracaena polymorpha. In North America, the orange cup coral, Tubastria coccinea, in the Gulf of Mexico and Caribbean, and the giant African land snail, Lysichatina fulica. In many tropical and subtropical areas, the zebra mussel causes millions of dollars of economic damage each year by clogging pipes carrying freshwater, and their destructive rapid growth and biofouling threaten native species of already endangered pearl mussels. Other invertebrate species are native but have recently become pests. In the ocean, this typically occurs because of increases in nutrient levels that support higher recruitment or growth rates of the pest species, or because overfishing of the predators of the pest species has allowed them to multiply uncontrolled, Gallo 2012. Large aggregations of some medusa species negatively impact fisheries, tourism, and power plant cooling stations. On coral reefs, the most dramatic such pest is the crown of thorns starfish, Acanthaster plancae, a major factor contributing to the decline of coral cover in the Indo-Pacific, Death et al. 2012. Symbiosis. A wide range of invertebrates forms obligate associations with microorganisms to establish a holobiont, host plus total symbiont community, that encompasses multiple symbiotic interactions. Symbiotic microbes carry out specific metabolic and physiological activities that are mutualistic, commensal, or neutral within their host. For example, the massive coral reef structures, critical to tropical marine ecosystems and aesthetically pleasing to tourists worldwide, could not develop without the photosynthetic activity of symbiotic algae living within coral tissues. Muscatine and Cernicchieri 1969. As mentioned above, hydrothermal vent communities rely on chemosynthetic symbioses. Sacoglossan sea slugs consume algae as food, and also retain and integrate their chloroplasts into their tissues to continue photosynthesis for the host slugs. Nutrition, Pierce and Curtis, 2012. For humans, recent Human Microbiome Project has significantly improved the scientific and public recognition of beneficial symbiont ecology and functions for host health and development, Human Microbiome Project 2012. Thus, the relatively small body sizes of many invertebrates coupled with their tendency to cultivate microbial symbioses increase their value as tractable. Downloaded from https://academic.up.com/jheard/article-abstract/105/1/1/858593 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. Model system for investigating rates and scales of speciation in the sea, Norton and Wiegt 1998, Lessius 2008. Spectacular invertebrate radiations, such as the amphipod crustaceans of Lake Baikal, MacDonald et al. 2005, complement vertebrate lake radiations elsewhere. The sea star, Cryptosterina hystera, has clocked one of the fastest speciation rates, 6,000 years, on record, Puritz et al. 2012. By contrast, invertebrates also include forms that appear to have remained at least superficially unchanged over long periods of geological time. Genomic analysis may reveal regulatory sequences involved in morphological stasis, for example, horseshoe crabs, blue coral heliopora, deep-sea lobster Neoglyphia inopinata, sclerosponges, as well as provide insight into rates of evolutionary change. YIGA Community of Scientists, Global Invertebrate Genomics Alliance, YIGA. Threatened, endangered, and remarkable species. Relatively few invertebrates have been listed as extinct, but a number of them are threatened or endangered. Abalones, Haliotis spp., were the first invertebrates listed under the Endangered Species Act, and all stony coral species are listed under Appendix II of the Convention on the Trade of Endangered Species, CITES. Other invertebrates fascinate the public by virtue of their size, such as the giant squid, Archaeotuthis dux, the giant clam, Tridacna gigas, and the Nemetean bootlace worm Linnaeus longissimus, which may reach 54 meters in length. Perhaps the longest living organism, Ruppert et al. 2004. The decade-long census of marine life showcased how small, beautiful, and unusual-looking invertebrates can engage the public, Norton 2010. Thus, genome sequences from these and other invertebrate species can be viewed as alternative or parallel measures to zoos and frozen tissue collections for the conservation of biological and genetic diversity. Ryder 2005. Relevance to human health. Marine invertebrates are the source of tens of thousands of biochemical compounds with potential human health applications, Faulkner 2002, Blunt et al. 2013. In the last two decades alone, 1990-2009, Natural Products research on Porifera, Demospongii, and Cnidaria, and Anthozoa, has resulted in the largest number of chemical lead molecular structures for discovery of novel pharmaceuticals. Leo et al. 2012. These include the sessile mangrove tunicate, Ichthynosidia turbinata, and the development of the anti-cancer drug, ET743, Yondylus, registered sign. Gastropod species of Canis produce more than 100 bioactive peptides in their potent venom, with little overlap of toxins among species, Olivera and Teacher 2007. The toxins exhibit a wide range of neurological effects, such as paralysis and analgesia, and one of the peptides is clinically available for treatment of chronic pain. With rare exceptions, Olivera and Teacher 2007, the targets and roles of these chemicals in the animals producing them are not known. Whole genome sequences for invertebrate species that produce bioactive compounds will provide insights into their chemical roles in nature, their evolution, and the mechanisms that control their production. Sequences may also facilitate the discovery of other compounds or processes with human health or biotechnological applications. Russell et al. 2013, rights to genomic data and source materials will be protected through YIGA's compliance with accepted standards for recognition and protection of intellectual property rights and the Convention on Biological Diversity CBD, and other regulations established by source countries, Kurser et al. 2007. Policy: a main goal of YIGA is to build an international multidisciplinary community to pursue comparative invertebrate genomic studies. We seek to develop tools to enable and facilitate genomic research and encourage collaboration. We will develop standards that ensure data quality, comparability, and integration. By coordinating sample collecting and sequencing efforts among invertebrate biologists, we aim to avoid duplication of effort and leverage resources more efficiently. We envision a scientific commons where shared resources, data standards, and innovations move the generation and analysis of invertebrate genomic data to a level that likely could not be achieved with the traditional piecemeal single investigator-driven approach. YIGA embraces a transparent process of project coordination, collaboration, and data sharing that is designed to be fair to all involved parties. The ENCODE project may be emulated in this regard. Bernie 2012. We are committed to the rapid release of genomic data, minimizing the period of knowledge latency prior to public release while protecting the rights of data product developers, Contreras 2010. The data accepted as part of YIGA resources will undergo quality control steps that will follow pre-established and evolving standard C standard section, prior to data release. Efforts such as those of Albertin et al., 2012, have addressed data sharing issues relevant to YIGA and other large-scale genomics consortia. We also recognize the existence and formation of other recent genome science initiatives and coordination networks and will synchronize efforts with such groups through future projects. Because YIGA is an international consortium of scientists, agencies, and institutions, we will also abide by the rules of global funding agencies for data release, for example, those proposed by the Global Research Council, http://www.globalresearchcouncil.org. We are aware that different nations have different constraints and regulations on the use of biological samples. Given the international nature of YIGA, we will work to ensure that national genomic legacies are protected and will consult with the pertinent governmental agencies in the countries from which samples originate. We will deposit sequence data in public databases, for example, GenBank, as well as deposit DNA vouchers in publicly accessible repositories, for example, Global Genome Biodiversity Network, Smithsonian. YIGA is an inclusive enterprise that invites all interested parties to join the effort of invertebrate genomics. We will attempt to capture the impact of the effort in the wider scientific and public arenas by following relevant publications and other products that result from YIGA Initiative 7. Downloaded from https://academic.up.com/jheard/article-abstract/105/1/1/858593 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. Models for Exploring Symbiosis Studies in Greater Depth, Bosch and McFaulngay 2011. Genomic information on these symbiotic invertebrates are crucial if we are to understand host global regulatory networks that coordinate the expression of symbiotic factors involved in the establishment and communication between host and microbial symbionts. Furthermore, coupling metagenomic data of symbionts with corresponding host invertebrate genomes will enable a better understanding of symbiont-host interactions. The metagenomes of invertebrate symbioses with microbial consortia may also offer insights into understanding the production of metabolites with human health applications, C-section relevance to human health and Trindade Silva et al. 2010, Journal of Heredity, Standards and Best Practices. 1. Permissions. YIGA participants must comply with treaties, laws, and regulations regarding acquisition of specimens or samples, publication of sequence data, and distribution or commercialization of data or materials derived from biological resources. Participants must acquire all necessary permits required for collection and transport of biological materials prior to the onset of the work. The CBD recognizes the sovereignty of each nation over its biological resources, and under the auspices of the CBD, many nations and jurisdictions rigorously regulate the use and distribution of biological materials and data. YIGA participants must be aware of these regulations and respect the established rights of potential stakeholders, including nations, states, municipalities, commercial concerns, indigenous populations, and individual citizens. With respect to any materials being collected, to all derivatives and progeny of those materials, and to all intellectual property derived from them, YIGA participants must also familiarize themselves with the conservation status of organisms to be sampled and any special permits that may be required, for example, sites. Moreover, YIGA participants should collect in ways that minimize impacts to the sampled species and their associated environments too. Field collection and shipping. Methods for field collection and preservation of specimens and tissues should be compatible with recovery of high quality, for example, high molecular weight, minimally degraded, genomic DNA and RNA, Dawson et al. 1998, Risco et al. 2012, Wong et al. 2012. Many reagents commonly used for tissue and nucleic acid preservation, for example, ethanol, dry ice are regulated as hazardous and or flammable materials. These reagents may be restricted from checked and carry-on luggage and 8, 3, 4, 5, 6, downloaded from https://academic.up.com/jheard/article-abstract/105/1/1/858593 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. YIGA has adopted a set of standards and best practices to help ensure that genomic resources, data, and associated metadata are acquired, documented, disseminated, and stored in ways that are directly comparable among projects and laboratories. These data should be easily and equitably shared among YIGA members and the broader scientific community, and YIGA will obey appropriate laws and regulations governing the protection of natural biodiversity. Briefly, all genome projects will report on a set of parameters that will allow assessment of genome assembly, annotation, and completeness, for example, NG50, N50 of contigs and scaffolds, number of genes, assembled versus estimated genome size, Jeffrey et al. 2013. Detailed descriptions of these standards and compliant protocols will be posted on the YIGA website. These will be revised periodically to facilitate the establishment and maintenance of current best practices common to many invertebrate genome and transcriptome sequencing projects and to help guide the researcher in selecting and assessing genomes for further analyses. The following recommendations summarize minimal project-wide standards designed to accommodate the large diversity of invertebrates, including extremely small and rare organisms, as well as those that live in close association with other organisms, may require special precautions for shipping or transport. YIGA participants should contact the appropriate airline carriers or shippers for information regarding safe and legal shipment of preserved biological materials. When possible, multiple samples will be collected so that extractions can be optimized and samples resequenced as technologies improve. Specimens of known origin, that is, field-collected material, will be favored over specimens of unknown origin, for example, material purchased from the aquarium trade. Collection data will include location, ideally, with GPS coordinates, and date, and also other data such as site photographs and environmental measurements, for example, salinity, when relevant. Selection and preparation of tissues. It is often advisable to avoid tissues that may contain high concentration of nucleases, foreign nucleic acids, large amounts of mucus, lipid, fat, wax, or glycogen or that are insoluble, chitinous, or mineralized, to obtain the highest quality material for sequencing or library construction. It may be preferable to extract nucleic acids from living or rapidly preserved tissue from freshly sacrificed animals, from gametes or embryos, or from cell lines cultivated from the target organism. Ryder 2005, Rinkovich 2011, Pomponi et al. 2013. When appropriate, select tissues or life history stages that will avoid contamination by symbionts, parasites, commensal organisms, gut contents, and incidentally associated biological and non-biological material. Whenever possible, DNA or RNA will be sequenced from a single individual because many taxa display sufficient polymorphism among individuals to complicate assembly. Similarly, heterozygosity can also hinder assembly. Inbreeding may be used to reduce heterozygosity, Zhang et al. 2012, or, when crossings are impossible, for instance in asexual species, haplotypes may have to be assembled separately. Flott et al. 2013. Quantity and quality. The quantity of DNA or RNA required for sequencing varies widely depending on the sequencing platform and library construction methods to be used and should be carefully considered. Recent consensus from the G10-KCOS group of scientists suggests that at least 200-800 grams of high-quality genomic DNA is required to begin any project because of the requirement for large insert mate pair libraries, Wang et al. 2012. However, these minimum quantities are expected to decline with improving technology. DNA quality can be assessed by size visualizations and 260/280 nm ratios. Quality of RNA will be checked using RNA integrity number, RIN, 7 is preferred. However, these values have been shown to appear degraded in arthropods due to artifacts during quantification, Schroeder et al. 2006, Winnebeck et al. 2010. Taxonomic identity. The taxonomic identity of source organisms must be verified. Whenever possible, consensus should be sought from expert systematists, supportive literature, and sequence analysis of diagnostic genes. See next section. Voucher specimens, as a prerequisite for inclusion as a Jaeger sample, both morphological and nucleic acid. Jaeger Community of Scientists, Global Invertebrate Genomics Alliance, Jaeger. Selection of taxa. Our understanding of relationships among the major animal groups has improved in the last few decades by the use of ever more powerful genomic approaches, Figure 1. For example, we now recognize that arthropods and their relatives are more closely related to nematode worms than to the segmented annelid worms, Aguinaldo et al. 1997. A finding that contradicts views that dominated zoological literature for over a century. Subsequent studies have consistently recovered similar results, for example, Dunn et al. 2008, Hegnell et al. 2009, although uncertainties of fundamental importance remain for understanding major evolutionary events. For example, relationships among some of the major lineages of the animal tree of life, figures 1 and 2, Porifera, sponges, Cnidaria, corals, jellyfish, anemones, and their allies, Ctenophora, comb jellies, and Placozoa, are still not fully resolved. For recent reviews see Educom 2011, Dorman and Wahai 2013. Several recent studies have stirred debate regarding the relative positions of ctenophores, sponges, and the root of the metazoa, Dunn et al. 2008, Hegnell et al. 2009, Philip et al. 2009, Shearwater et al. 2009, Pick et al. 2010, Ryan et al. 2010, Nisenko et al. 2013. This controversy, compounded by the relatively slow evolutionary pace of mitochondrial genome evolution in several basal taxa, Wang et al. 2008, makes the genome sequencing of more sponges and ctenophores a high priority for resolving fundamental questions relating to the origins of animal life and the evolution of animal features such as the nervous and sensory systems, vision, and musculature. Whether some of these traits evolved once or multiple times can only be determined once non-bilaterian relationships have been resolved unequivocally. Many of the roughly 70 invertebrate species whose genomes have been sequenced belong to the arthropoda or nematoda, although the number of other invertebrate genomes continues to grow. For example, Olson et al. 2012, Takeuchi et al. 2012, Zhang et al. 2012, Simakov et al. 2013, Tsai et al. 2013, Flott et al. 2013. We propose to focus on non-insect nematode phyla, and specifically on an important group of currently neglected arthropods, the crustaceans. Below and in the supplementary material, we discuss relevant details of the phylogeny of major invertebrate taxa and their suitability for whole genome sequencing. Non-bilateria is a periphyletic group of taxa that do not possess bilateral body symmetry and comprises the Periphera, Placozoa, Ctenophora, and Cnidaria. Periphera, sponges are benthic aquatic, marine and freshwater, animals, with over 8,500 described species distributed over four main extant lineages, Van Soest et al. 2012, figures 1 and 2. Their phylogeny at various levels, including their placement among the other non-bilaterian animals, is still intensively discussed, reviewed in Wahide et al. 2012. Ctenophora, comb jellies are exclusively marine organisms, ubiquitous in the global pelagic realm. Only 242 species have been formally described, and the group's phylogenetic placement in the animal tree of life, figures 1 and 2, is controversial. For example, Dunn et al. 2008, Hegnell et al. 2009, Pick et al. 2010, Philip 9. Downloaded from https://academic.up.com/jheard/article-abstract/105/1/1/858593 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on 28 May 2019. Voucher specimens must be preserved and deposited in public collections, and the associated accession numbers must be supplied to the Jaeger database. Photographs should be taken of each specimen and catalogued along with other metadata. The Jaeger website lists cooperating institutions willing to house voucher specimens for Jaeger projects, such as the Smithsonian Institution or the Ocean Genome Legacy, http://www.oglf.org7. Documentation of projects, specimens, and samples, unique alphanumeric identification numbers, Jaeger accession numbers, will be assigned to each Jaeger project and to each associated specimen or sample used as a source of genome or transcriptome material for analysis. A single database with a web interface will be established to accommodate metadata for all specimens and samples. Metadata recording will also aim to coordinate and comply with previously established standards in the community, such as those recommended by Genomic Standards Consortium, http://genc.org/field-et-al-2011-8. Sequencing standards. Standards for sequencing are platform and taxon specific, and sensitive to the requirements of individual sequencing facilities. For these reasons, best practices and standards will be established for individual applications. Coverage with high-quality raw sequence data is a minimal requirement to obtain reliable assemblies. An initial sequencing run and assembly will be used to estimate repeat structure and heterozygosity. These preliminary analyses will make it possible to evaluate the need for supplemental sequencing, with alternative technologies aimed at addressing specific challenges, for example, mate pair sequencing to resolve contig linkage. Moreover, all raw sequence reads generated as part of a Jaeger project will be submitted to the NCBI Sequence Read Archive 9. Sequence assembly, annotation, and analyses. Because assemblies vary widely in quality and completeness, each assembly should be described using a minimum set of common metrics that may include 1. N50, or NG50, length of scaffolds and contigs, See explanation of N50 in Bradnam et al. 2013, 2% gaps, 3% detection of conserved eukaryotic genes, for example, core eukaryotic genes mapping approach, Pera et al. 2007, 4, statistical assessment of assembly, Howison et al. 2013, 5, alignment to any available synthetic or physical maps, Lewin et al. 2009, and, 6, mapping statistics of any available transcript data, Ryan 2013, 10. The current paucity of whole invertebrate genome sequence projects can pose problems for gene calling, gene annotation, and identification of orthologous genes. In cases where the genome is difficult to assemble, we recommend that genome maps be developed for selected taxa via traditional methods or new methods, for example, optical mapping of restriction sites, to aid and improve the quality of genome assembly, Lewin et al. 2009, and that Yiger genome projects be accompanied by transcriptome sequencing and analysis when possible. Such transcriptome data will assist open reading frame and gene annotation and are valuable in their own right. Journal of Heredity, and their close relatives, Tardigrada, water bears, 1,150 species, Nematomorpha, 351 species, Onychophora, velvet worms, 182 species, Cynorrhynchia, 179 species, Loricifera, 30 species, and Priapulida, 19 species. Ichthyosomes are characterized by their ability to mold the cuticle during their life cycle, and for having reduced epithelial ciliation, which requires locomotion via muscular action. They include segmented or unsegmented, acoelomate, pseudocoelomate, or coelomate animals. Many have annulated cuticles and a mouth located at the end of a protrusible or telescopic proboscis, and some lack circular musculature, that is, nematoda, Nematomorpha, Tardigrada. Here we restrict the proposed sampling to the non-insect and non-nematodic ichthyosomes. The clade includes the only animals, Loriciferans, thought to complete their life cycles in anoxic environments, Danovero heterosclerimorpha, 5341, Hyplosclerimorpha, 1084, Demospongii, Myxospongii, 138, bath sponges, Hyxoctinellida perifera, Keratosa, 558, Hyxosterophora, 513, glass sponges, Amphidiscophora, 177, sponges, Homosclerimorpha, Oscarellidae, 19, flesh sponges, Placinidae, 68, Calcarea, Corsinia, 167, calcareous sponges, Calcaronia, 514, Placozoa, 1, comb jellies, corals, sea anemones, Anthozoa, soft corals, sea pens, Gorgonians, Ctenophora, 192, Hexacorallia, 3578, Octocorallia, 3549, Malacosporia, 4, Myxozoetnidaria, Myxosporia, 2180, Polypodiazoa, 1, stalked jellies, Medusozoa, Hydrozoa, marine and freshwater jellies Hydra, Siphonophores etc., Acrospida, box jellies true jellies, Sterozoa, 48, Trichilina, 157, Hydroidolina, 3395, Cubozoa, 40, Siphozoa, 186, Bilateria other animals, Figure 2 consensus phylogeny of non-bilaterian animals. The periphera tree and classification is based on Cardenas et al., 2012, Nisenko et al., 2013, and Wahide et al., 2012. The Cnidaria tree and classification is based on Collins, 2009, and Evans et al., 2008, 2009. Following the terminal name, in parentheses, is the estimated number of extant described and valid species for that group based on the World Register of Marine Species as described in the Figure 1 legend, and Myxozoa estimates stem from Lom and Dykova, 2006. When available, common names are written above the branches 10. downloaded from https://academic.up.com/jhird/article-abstract/105/1/1/858593 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019, et al. 2011, Nisenko et al. 2013, reviewed in Dorman and Wahai 2013. Placozoa are small, up to few millimeters across, benthic marine animals that resemble a flat ciliated disc, figure 1. Only one species has been formally described, but the phylum likely is more species. Voigt et al. 2004, Eitel and Shearwater 2010, their phylogenetic position among nonbilaterians is currently unresolved. For example, Nisenko et al. 2013, Cnidaria occurs in all aquatic environments and includes more than 12,000 species, including the Portuguese man-o-war, Physalia, and reef-forming corals, figure 2. Ecdysozoa, molting animals, is a major protostome clade, figure 1, proposed by Aguinaldo et al., 1997, that includes the large phyla Arthropoda, figure 3, and Nematoda, both of tremendous ecological, economic, and biomedical importance. Yiga Community of Scientists, Global Invertebrate Genomics Alliance, Yiga, Sea Spiders, Chelicerata, Horsehoe Crabs, Spiders, Scorpions, Harvestmen, Ticks, Mites, Centipedes, Myriapoda, Garden Centipedes, Pycnogonida, 1,323, Xiphosura, 4, Arachnida, 110,615, Chilopoda, 3,100, Symphila, 197, Millipedes, Mandibulata, Diplopoda, 7,753, Mysticacarida, 13, Oligostrica, Seed Shrimps, Fish Lice, Tongue Worms, Fairy Shrimps, Water Fleas, Clam Shrimp etc., Pancrustacea Barnacles, Crabs, Lobsters, Amphipods, Isopods, Krill, Vericrustacea Copods, Ostracoda, 7,882, Ichthyostrica, 339, Branchiopoda, 1,184, Thicostrica, 1,424, Malacostrica, 40,065, Copepoda, 15,976, Remipedia, 18, Xenocharida Horsehoe Shrimp, Cephalocharida, 13, Insecta, 1,020,007, Hexapoda, Intognatha, 9,734. Figure 3 consensus phylogeny of the major groups of Arthropoda, based on Regier et al., 2010, and von Reumont et al., 2012. Following the terminal name, in parentheses, is the estimated number of extant described and valid species for that group based on Zhang, 2011b, and Ahiong et al., 2011. When available, common names are written above the branches. Et al. 2010. This group is also relevant for studies of extreme cell size reduction. Other than the mentioned arthropod and nematode genomes, no genome is available for any member of the Ecdysozoa. Spiralia encompasses Trichozoa, annelids, mollusks, brachiopods, and nematians, platyzoa, flatworms, rotifers, and relatives, polyzoa, and perhaps mesozoa, figure 1. Few of these taxa have been explored from a genomic perspective. Mollusca includes 117,358 extant described species, mostly marine, figure 4. It currently has 8 classes, Neomenia morpha, Chaetoderma morpha, Polyplacophora, Monoplacophora, Scaphopoda, Gastropoda, Bivalvia, and Cephalopoda. Around 18,000 species of annelids are currently recognized. Rouse and Plegel 2001, and most of them are polychaete worms. The group also contains earthworms and leeches, as well as the former phyla Ichthyera, Pogoniphora, and Vestimentifera. Sipuncula, peanut worms may be the sister group to annelids, Struck et al. 2011, figure 4. Nemertia, Ribbon worms can reach extraordinary lengths, tens of meters, and are almost all predators. Brachiopods were extremely abundant in the Paleozoic and are of prime importance as index fossils and for understanding the evolution of biomineralization, for example. Brunton et al. 2001, Balthazar et al. 2011. Some Spiralian phyla have unparalleled powers for budding, Enteroptera, Bryozoa, and Cycleophora, which could be useful for regeneration studies. In addition, groups like Cycleophora have complex life cycles in which individuals undergo metamorphosis, and larval stages are replaced by a distinct adult body plan, Funch and Christensen 1995. Deuterostomia is one of the major clades of bilaterian animals and includes the vertebrates figures 1 and 5. Among its non-vertebrate members, Deuterostomia comprises a wide diversity of forms ranging from microscopic to huge, familiar to bizarre, gelatinous to armor-plated, and worm-like to plant-like. Apart from craniata, including vertebrata, the group includes four major clades, Echinodermata, Hemichordata, Tunicata, and Cephalochordata, all exclusively marine. Echinodermata and Hemichordata form a clade known as Ambulocraria, figure 5, characterized by similar dipleurilar larval morphology and supported in most phylogenetic analyses. Tunicata are the closest relatives to Craniata and along with Cephalochordata form Chordata, figures 1 and 5. It also has been suggested that Xenocolomorpha are the sister group to Ambulocraria rather than being placed in a more basal position as seen in figure 1.11. Downloaded from https://academic.up.com/jheard/article-abstract/105/1/1/858593 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. Poripoda, 835. Journal of Heredity Ceruchuliformia, 539. Spaghetti worms etc. Canalipalpata. Earthworms, leeches etc. Lugworms, spoonworms etc. Mud blister worms etc. Fetherworms, pagonophores etc. Paddleworms, bloodworms etc. Aciculata. Pilolo worms, bobbit worms etc. Fireworms, Clitellata, 9485, Capitellida, 1757, Spionida, 792, Sabellida, 1705, Philodocida, 4615, Unicida, 1444, Amphinomida, 230, Mizostomida ?155, peanut worms, Aplicophora, Sipuncula, 148, Solenogasters, Neomeniomorpha, 280, Aculifera, Chitodermomorpha, 130, Chitons, Octopus, Squids etc., Mollusca, Polyplicophora, 989, Cephalopoda, 835, Monoplicophora, 30, Conchifera, Tusk shells, Snails, Slugs etc., clams, oysters, etc., ribbon worms, lampshells, horseshoe worms, scaphopoda, 578, gastropoda, 62,000, bivalvia, 9,532, nemertia, 1,285, brachiopoda, 388, pheronida, 18, figure 4 combined phylogeny of mollusca and annelida. The mollusca tree is drawn from Smith et al., 2011, while the consensus phylogeny of annelida and sipuncula is based on Rouse and Plegel, 2001, and Struck et al., 2011. As in figure 1, following the terminal name, in parentheses, is the estimated number of extant described and valid species for that group based on the World Register of Marine Species. Additional references for groups with non-marine species are bivalvia, which also includes many freshwater species, Graf 2013, gastropoda, which includes numerous freshwater and terrestrial species, Cameron 2013, and Clitellata, which includes many freshwater and terrestrial species, Skett and Trontelge 2007, Wetzel and Reynolds 2011. The species count for the taxon Capitellida includes taxa such as Echeira and Polychaetes formerly included in Scelecida, a taxon now shown to be polyphyletic, Struck et al. 2011. When available, common names are written above the branches. Conclusions: the answers to fundamental questions about the origins of animal life and the evolution of their diverse phenotypes may be held in the genomes of distinct invertebrate phyla. Seldom studied taxa may be key to discovering how neurons, muscles, vision, hormones, immunity, limb regeneration, camouflage, bioluminescence, cooperation, organismal longevity, and physiological complexities evolved. Dehel et al. 2002, Hoffman et al. 2005, Putnam et al. 2007, 2008, Srivastava et al. 2010. Definitive answers to these questions have eluded biologists for 12 centuries, but technological breakthroughs have now made it feasible to perform genome-scale studies of non-middle organisms. Genomic research in the 21st century touches many areas of biological inquiry. The biggest challenge facing the scientific community has shifted from the acquisition of sequence data to the analysis of the large data sets generated. YIGA will thus attempt to provide genomics support, allowing the invertebrate biology community to overcome these challenges while applying the latest advances from the community of computational biologists. Downloaded from https://academic.up.com/jheard/article-abstract/105/1/1/858593 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. Annelida, Terebiliformia, 995. YIGA Community of Scientists, Global Invertebrate Genomics Alliance, YIGA, Pterobranchia, 27, Acorn Worms, Herimanidae, 41, Acorn Worms, Hemichordata, Tychoderidae, 37, Torquatoridae, 6, Ambulocraria, Acorn Worms, Phaethisters and Sea Lilies, Sea Stars and Sea Daisies, Brittle Stars, etc., Eleutherozoa, Sea Cucumbers, Urchins, etc., Landslips, Vertebrates, Chordata, Crinoidae, 635, Asteroidae, 1,858, Ophiuroidae, 2,073, Holothuroidae, 1,688, Echinoidae, 1,076, Cephalochordata, 33, Craniata, Lavoisians, Appendicularia, 67, Sea Squirts, Aplausobranchia, 1,526, Dolichialids, Tunicata, Thaliacea, Salps pyrosims, Dolichialida, 25, Salpida, 45, Pyrosomatida, 8, Sea Squirts, Phlebobranchia, 330, Sea Squirts, Stolidobranchia, 1024, Figure 5, Phylogeny of Deuterostomia. Note that Xenocolomorpha is excluded from this figure, but has been proposed to be the sister group to Ambulocraria, see Figure 1. The tree for Hemichordata is from Worsley et al., 2012, for Echinodermata from Janies et al., 2011, for Chordata from Delsuck et al., 2006, and for Tunicata from Swala et al., 2000. As in Figure 1, the estimated numbers for extant described and valid species are indicated in parentheses after the terminal name and are from the World Register of Marine Species. When available, common names are written above the branches. A collective effort to sequence thousands of invertebrate genomes will only be feasible with participation and commitment from the scientific community. The large breadth of invertebrate diversity will require taxon-specific expertise and integration of traditional biology with molecular advances, both in data generation and analysis. The YIGA team has already expanded beyond initial participants in the first YIGA planning workshop, where the cooperative spirit and ability to work in concert to establish a common platform for data sharing and analysis were demonstrated. The long-range impact of YIGA will go beyond understanding phylogenetic relationships among invertebrate taxa, leading to new avenues of research in comparative developmental biology, environmental genomics, biodiversity, and climate change research, as is routinely done in many recent ecological studies focusing on gene expression data under stress conditions, DiSalvo et al. 2008, Bilanciano et al. 2012, Fuster et al. 2012, Moyer et al. 2012, Barshas et al. 2013, Perez-Poro et al. 2013, Vidal, Dupil et al. 2013. Future efforts will concentrate on expanding the Yiga community, refining its goals, developing hypotheses, and establishing genomics research and educational resources. Yiga welcomes all members of the scientific community who wish to contribute to comparative approaches for understanding the genomic diversity of the large number of still underexplored animal phyla. We also invite new members with expertise in rare taxa and with the collection experience to ensure proper identification and preservation standards for successful genome sequencing and interpretations. The link to join can be found at http://yiga.nova.edu. This is an opportunity for those who have devoted their lives to the study of particular taxa to merge their deeper insights of the evolutionary history of their organisms into a genomics context. A second, larger Yiga workshop is currently planned for late 2014. Funding the sequencing of thousands of invertebrate genomes will require creative and collaborative approaches that go beyond the traditional funding mechanisms of individual principal investigator grants, Alexic et al. 2012. While the Yiga team has started exploring possible funding opportunities, we invite feedback and participation from the scientific community for joint fund-seeking strategies and ideas. Supplementary material can be found at http://www.jheardoxfordjournals.org/13. Downloaded from https://academic.up.com/jheard/article-abstract/105/1/1/858593 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. Echinodermata. Spingelidae, 20. Journal of Heredity. Funding. Acknowledgements. Yiga also greatly appreciates the help of NSU staff, including the Office of Information Technology for website support, and several NSU students, Brittany Beres, Andrea Bernhard, Alexandra Campbell, Andia Chaves Fonagra, Kirk Kilfoyle, Jonathan Lanzis, Rebecca Mulheron, Bryce Parrish, Renee Pottens, Christian Taylor, and Christine Testerman, for assisting with Yiga Workshop iLogistics. For helpful feedback and comments on early drafts, the Yiga Community of Scientists, COS, thank Drs. Harris Lewin, Carmen Ablin, C. Titus Brown, Rob Steele, and Scott Nichols, and the Genome 10K COS, including Warren Johnson. Any opinions, findings, and conclusions or recommendations expressed in this material are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the views of the National Science Foundation. Appendix Co-author Committee Chairs, Alphabetical, Heather Bracken Grissom, Florida International University, Miami, FL, Alan G. Collins, National Museum of Natural History, Smithsonian Institution, Washington, D.C., Timothy Collins, Florida International University, Miami, FL, Keith Crandall, George Washington University, Washington, D.C., Daniel Distel, Ocean Genome Legacy, Ipswich, MA, Casey Dunn, Brown University, Providence, RI, Gonzalo Geribert, Museum of Comparative Zoology, Harvard University, Cambridge, MA, Stephen Haddock, Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute, Moss Landing, CA, Nancy Norton, National Museum of Natural History, Smithsonian Institution, Washington, D.C., Mark Martindale, Whitney Laboratory, University of Florida, St. Augustine, FL, Monica Medina, Pennsylvania State University, State College, PA, Charles Messing, Oceanographic Center, Nova Southeastern University, Dania Beach, FL. Stephen J. O'Brien, Oceanographic Center, Nova Southeastern University, Dania Beach, FL and the Dobzhansky Center for Genome Bioinformatics, Gustav Paulet, Florida Museum of Natural History, University of Florida, Gainesville, FL, Nicholas Putnam, Rice University, Houston, TX, Timothy Ravasi, King Abdullah University of Science and Technology, Saudi Arabia, Greg W. Rouse, Scripps Institution of Oceanography, University of California, San Diego, CA, Joseph F. Ryan, SARS International Center for Marine Molecular Biology, Bergen, Norway, Anja Schultz, Texas A&M University at Galveston, TX, Gert Wahid, Ludwig Maximilians Universität München, München, Germany. Additional authors, Maja Adamska, SARS International Center for Marine Molecular Biology, Bergen, Norway, Xavier Bailey, Roscoff Marine Lab, France, Jesse Breenholt 14. References Adams MD, Selnaiker SE, Holt Ra, Evan CA, Gokane JD, Amanitides PG, Scherer SE, Lee PW, Hoskins Ra, Gall RF, et al. 2000. The Genome Sequence of Drosophila melanogaster. Science 287, 2185-2195. Aguinaldo AM, Turbeville JM, Linford LS, Rivera MC, Gary JR, Raf Ra, Lake Yar 1997. Evidence for a clade of nematodes, arthropods and other molting animals. Nature 387, 489-493. Ahiong Street, Lowry JK, Alonso M, Bamber RN, Bokshall GA, Castro P, Jerkin S, Kiriman GS, Doi JW, Jones DS, et al. 2011. Subfilum Crustacea Brunich, 1772. In, Zhang ZQ, Editor. Animal Biodiversity, An Outline of Higher Level Classification and Survey of Taxonomic Richness. Volume 3148. Zootaxa page 165-191. Albertin CB, Bonnard L, Brown CT, Crooks Goodson WJ, Darfonseca RR, D. Cristo C, Dilks BP, Edsinger Gonzalez E, Freeman RMJR, Hanlon RT, et al. 2012. Cephalopod Genomics, A Plan of Strategies and Organization. Stand Genomics C7, 175-188. Appeltons W, Ahiong Street, Anderson G, Angel MV, Artois T, Bailey N, Bamber R, Barber A, Barch I, Berta A, et al. 2012. The Magnitude of Global Marine Species Diversity. Kerr Biel 22, 2189-2202. Downloaded from https://academic.up.com/jheard/article-abstract/105/1/1/858593 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. American Genetic Association with a special event award that provided the primary funding for the maiden Jaeger workshop, Theodosius Dobzhansky Center for Genome Bioinformatics, Russia Ministry of Science Mega Grant 11, G34-31-00682-SJ. O'Brien, Principal Investigator, Life Technologies and Bio-Nanogenomics, National Science Foundation's Assembling the Tree of Life, DED Awards 073-292-903-0829763-0829781-0829986. Florida Museum of Natural History, University of Florida, Gainesville, FL, William E. Brown University of Miami, Miami, FL, M. Cristina Dios, Oceanographic Center, Nova Southeastern University, Dania Beach, FL, Nathaniel Evans, Florida Museum of Natural History, University of Florida, Gainesville, FL, Jean-François Flott, Max Planck Institute for Dynamics and Self-Organization, Göttingen, Germany, Nicole Fogarty, Oceanographic Center, Nova Southeastern University, Dania Beach, FL, Matthew Johnston, Oceanographic Center, Nova Southeastern University, Dania Beach, FL, Bishoy Kamel University of California, Merced, CA, Akito Waikoahara, Florida Museum of Natural History, University of Florida, Gainesville, FL, Tammy Laberge, Rosenstiel School of Marine and Atmosphere Sciences, Miami, FL, Denis Lavrov, Iowa State University, Ames, IA, François Michono, Florida Museum of Natural History, University of Florida, Gainesville, FL, Leonid L. Moroz, Neuroscience, University of Florida, Gainesville and St. Augustine, Todd Oakley University of California, Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara, CA, Corin Osborne, National Museum of Natural History, Smithsonian Institution, Washington, D.C., Shirley A. Pomponi, Harbor Branch Oceanographic Institute at Florida Atlantic University, FTPS, FL, Adelaide Rhodes, Heart Research Institute Gulf of Mexico Studies, Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi, TX, Mauricio Rodriguez Linetti, Florida International University, Miami, FL, Scott R. Santos Auburn University, Auburn, AL, Nori Sator, Okinawa Institute of Science and Technology Graduate University, Okinawa, Japan, Robert W. Thacker University of Alabama at Birmingham, Birmingham, AL, Yves Van de Pier, Ghent University, Ghent, Belgium, Christian R. Voelstra, King Abdullah University of Science and Technology, Saudi Arabia, David Mark Welch, Marine Biological Laboratory, Woods Hole, MA, Judith Winston, Virginia Museum of Natural History, Martinsville, VA, Zinzhou, Beijing Genomics Institute, Shenzhen, China, Yiga Community of Scientists, Global Invertebrate Genomics Alliance, Yiga, Atkinson A, Siegel V, Paklimov A, Jessup MJ, Loeb V 2009. A reappraisal of the total biomass and annual production of Antarctic krill. Deep Sea Res PTI 56, 727-740. Balthazar U, Cusack M, Ferrima L, Chung P, Hulmer, Jin J, Percival IG, Popov, Le 2011. Relic Aragonite from Ordovician Silurian Brachiopods, Implications for the Evolution of Calcification. Geology 39, 967-970, Macroevolution and Genome Evolution, Berlin, Heidelberg, Springer, page 223-242, Danavero R, Delano A, Pasedu A, Gambi C, Heiner I, Christensen R. M. 2010, The First Mitazo Living in Permanently Anoxic Conditions, BMC Bile 830. Davidson A., Irwin D. H. 2006, Gene Regulatory Networks and the Evolution of Animal Body Plans, Science 311, 796-800, Dawson M. N., Raskoff K., Jacobs D. K. 1998, Field Preservation of Marine Invertebrate Tissue for DNA Analyses, Molmar Bile Biotechnol 7, 145-152, Bilanciano A.J., Granados Sifun C., Miller D.J., Hogue Goldberg O., Rodriguez Linetti M. 2012, Coral Thermal Tolerance, Tuning Gene Expression to Resist Thermal Stress, PLOS 17E 50685, Death G., Fabricius K.E., Sweetman H., Puatinen M. 2012, The 27-Year Decline of Coral Cover on the Great Barrier Reef and Its Courses. Proc Nat. Acad. CUSA 109, 17995, 17999. Berryman M., Haas B.J., Lowverd P.T., Wilson Ra., Dylan G.P., Cirquera G.C., Mashiayama Street, Al Lazikani B., Andrade L.F., Ashton P.D., et al. 2009, The Genome of the Blood Fluke. Schistosoma Mansoni, Nature 460, 352-358. Dehel P., Satar Y., Campbell R. K., Chapman J., Degnan B., D. Tommaso A., Davidson B., D. Gregorio A., Jelk M., Goodstein D. M., et al. 2002. The Draft Genome of Cyana Intestinalis, Insights into Chordate and Vertebrate Origins. Science 298, 2157, 2167. Bernie E. 2012. The Making of ENCODE, Lessons for Big Data Projects. Nature 489, 49-51. Blunt J. W., Koch B. R., Kieses Ra., Monroe M. H., Princep M. R. 2013. Marine Natural Products. Nat Prod Rep 30, 237-323. Delsuck F., Brinkman H., Chorak D., Philip H. 2006. Tunicates and not cephalochordates are the closest living relatives of vertebrates. Nature 439, 965-968. Boehm A. M., Kolcherin K., Anton Erksleben F., Hemrich G., Klostermeyer U. C., Lopez Quintero Yar, Aberg H. H., Hutchett M., Rosenstiel P., Whitley J., et al. 2012. FOXO is a critical regulator of stem cell maintenance in immortal hydra. Proc Nat. Acad. CUSA 109, 19697, 19702. DeSalvo M.K., Voolstra C.R., Sunagor S., Schwartz Yar, Stillman J.H., Kofrath M.A., Sismond A.M., Medina M. 2008. Differential gene expression during thermal stress and bleaching in the Caribbean coral Montastria favialata. Mol. Eccles 17, 3952, 3971. Bosch T.C., McFaulng A.M.J. 2011. Metaorganisms as the New Frontier. Zoology, Gena 114, 185-190. Dorman M., Wahai G. 2013. Novel Scenarios of Early Animal Evolution. Is it Time to Rewrite Textbooks? Integer Comp. Bile 53, 503-511. Bradnam K.R., Fass J.N., Alexandrov A., Berenay P., Beckner M., Birrell I., Boisvert S., Chapman Yar, Chapus G., Chicky R., et al. 2013. Assemblathon 2, Evaluating De Novo Methods of Genome Assembly in Three Vertebrate Species. Yagashins 210. Dunn C.W., Hegnell A., Mattis D.Q., Pang K., Brown W., Smith S.A., Sever E., Rouse G.W., Obst M., Edgecomb G.D., et al. 2008. Broad phylogenomic sampling improves resolution of the animal tree of life. Nature 452, 745-749. Brunton C.H.C., Cox R.M., Long S.L., Editors 2001. Brachiopods Past and Present. Volume 63. London, Taylor and Francis, The Systematics Association. ISBN 0748-409211. Page 13, 441. Ecker J.R., Bickmore W.A., Birozzo I., Pritchard J.K., Gillard Y., Segal E. 2012. Genomics, ENCODE Explained. Nature 489, 52-55. Boutenhous E., Lequia C., Ormond O., Bogrand G., Bunker A., Hurst A., Ikeda T., O'Brien T., Piontkowski S., Strahl D. 2006. Biogeochemical Fluxes Through Mesozooplankton. Global Biogeochem Sci 20 GB 2003 doi10.1029/2005gb002511. Cameron Rad 2013. The Diversity of Land Mollusks: Questions Unanswered and Questions Unasked. And Malakal Bull 31, 169-180. Cardenas P., Perez T., Bori S. Nault N. 2012. Sponge Systematics Facing New Challenges. ADV Mar Bile 61, 79-209. C. Elegans Sequencing Consortium 1998. Genome Sequence of the Nematode C. elegans, A Platform for Investigating Biology. Science 282, 2012 to 2018, Chalfi M, 2Y, Yuskachan G, War WW, Pressure DC 1994, Green Fluorescent Protein as a Marker for Gene Expression, Science 263, 802-805, Chapman Yar, Kirkness EF, Simakov O, Hampson SE, Mitras T, Wienmeyer T, Ratai T, Balasubramanian PG, Borman J, Busum D, et al. 2010, The Dynamic Genome of Hydra, Nature 464, 592-596, Colburn JK, Frender ME, Gilbert D, Thomas WK, Tucker A, Oakley TH, Takishita S, Epps A, Arnold GJ, Basu MK, et al. 2011, The Corresponsive Genome of Daphnia Pulix, Science 331, 555-561, Colin B, Bahm M, Kemp R, Bailey Gem 2012, Spineless, Status and Trends of the World's Invertebrates, London, Zoological Society of London, Collins R 2009, Recent Insights into Cnidarian Phylogeny 38, 139-149, Contreras JL 2010, Information Access, Prepublication Data Release, Latency, and Genome Commons, Science 329, 393-394, Danchen EGJ, Flock JF, Perfus Barbie HL, Van Donen K 2011, Genomic Perspectives on the Long-Term Absence of Sexual Reproduction in Animals, in Ponterotti P, Editor, Evolutionary Biology Concepts, Biodiversity, Eddie Senior 2013, The ENCODE Project, Missteps Overshadowing a Success, Kerr Bile 23 R259 R261, Educom GD, Jeribut G, Dunn CW, Hegnell A, Christensen RM, Nevish RC, Rouse GW, Wersey K, Sorensen MV 2011, Higher Level Metazone Relationships, Recent Progress and Remaining Questions, Org Divers Evel 11, 151-172, Etel M, Shearwater B 2010, The Phylogeography of the Placozoa Suggests a Taxon-Rich Phylum in Tropical and Subtropical Waters, Moll Eckel 19, 2315-2327, Irwin D.H., Valentine J.W. 2013, The Cambrian Explosion, The Construction of Animal Biodiversity, Greenwood Village, C.O., Roberts and Company Publishers, Evans N.M., Lindner A., Rakova E.V., Collins Och, Cartwright P. 2008, Phylogenetic Placement of the Enigmatic Parasite, Polypodium Hydriform, Within the Phylum Cnidaria, BMC Evel Bile 8, 139, Evans N.M., Lindner A., Rakova E.V., Collins Och, Cartwright P. 2009, Correction, Phylogenetic Placement of the Enigmatic Parasite, Polypodium Hydriform, Within the Phylum Cnidaria, BMC Evel Bile 9, 165, Faulkner D.J. 2002, Marine Natural Products, Nat Prod Rep 19, 1-48, Field D, Amaral Zettler L, Cochran G, Cole J.R., Dorwind P, Geraghty G.M., Gilbert J., Gluckner F.O., Hirschman L., Kosh Mizrachi I, et al. 2011, The Genomic Standards Consortium, PLOS Bile 9 E1,001,088, Flock J.F., Hespiels B., Lee X., Noel B., Arkhipova I, Danchen E.G., Hegnell A., Hinrissat B., Kossel R., Ori J.M., et al. 2013, Genomic Evidence for Amniotic Evolution in the Deloid Rotti for Adenita Vaga, Nature 500, 453-457, Fuster F., Bisa D., Grom M.A., Liang C., Marley B., Siegel A.M., Engelman J.C., Shkumatov A.V., Chokre E., Muller T., et al. 2012, Transcriptome Analysis, 15, downloaded from https://academic.up.com/jheard, /article-abstract/105/1/1/858593 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. Barshas DJ, Ladner JT, Oliver TA, Seneca FO, Traylor Knowles N, Palumbi Senior 2013. Genomic Basis for Coral Resilience to Climate Change. Proc Nat. Acad. CUSA 110, 1387, 1392. Journal of Heredity in Tardigrade Species reveals specific molecular pathways for stress adaptations. Bioinform BioInsight 6, 69-96. Fratzel P. 2007. Biomimetic Materials Research, What Can We Really Learn from Nature's Structural Materials? J.R. Sock Interface 4, 637-642. Funch P. Christensen R.M. 1995. Cycleophora is a new phylum with affinities to Enteroptera and Ectoroptera. Nature 378, 711-714. G10KCOS 2009. Genome 10K, a proposal to obtain whole genome sequence for 10,000 vertebrate species. J. Heard 100, 659-674. German CR, Ramirez Lodra E., Baker MC, Tyler PA, CHS Scientific Steering Committee 2011. Deep Water Chemosynthetic Ecosystem Research During the Census of Marine Life Decade and Beyond, a Proposed Deep Ocean Roadmap. PLOS 16E 23259. Glazer M., Deal K. 2004. Asymmetric Outcomes, Assessing Central Aspects of the Biological, Economic and Social Sustainability of a Mangrove Crab Fishery, Eucides cordatus, Ossipodidae, in North Brazil. Eckel Ecken 49, 361-373. Graph DL 2013. Patterns of Freshwater Bivalve Global Diversity and the State of Phylogenetic Studies on the Unionoida, Spheroidea, and Serenidae. And Malakal Bull 31, 135-153. Grubik M., Killer A., Lee KZ., Jellica A., Grubik V., Whistlecraft J., Verdon L., Navigus M., Nagy L. 2007. MITI Model, Tetranychus urticae, a candidate for chelicerate model organism. Bioassays 29, 489-496. Grubby M., Van Leeuwen T., Clark R. M., Romborts S., Rouse A. P., Grubby V., Osborne E. J., Dermore W., Ngoc P. C., Ortego F., et al. 2011. The Genome of Tetranychus urticae Reveals Herbivorous Pest Adaptations. Nature 479, 487-492. Cursor T.A., Caballero George C.C., Capson T.L., Cubilla Rios L., Jerwick W.H., Heller M.V., Ibanez A., Linnington R.G., McPhail K.L., Ortega Beria E., et al. 2007. Linking Bioprospecting Prospecting with Sustainable Development and Conservation, The Panama Case. Biodivers Conserve 16, 2789, 2800. Lamet JBD 1801. Systeme des Animaux sans Vertebres, au Tableau Général des Classes, des Ordres et des Genres de ces Animaux. Paris, Chez L. Orcher, or Museum d'Histoire Naturelle. Lille MC, Puga J., Sirodio J., Gomes N.C., Collado R. 2012. Trends in the discovery of new marine natural products from invertebrates over the last two decades. Where and what are we bioprospecting? PLOS 17E 30580. Lesius H.A. 2008. The Great American Schism, Divergence of Marine Organisms After the Rise of the Central American Isthmus. Anu Rev. Ekel Evel Sist 39, 63-91. Lewin H.A., Larkin D.M., Pontius J., O'Brien S.J. 2009. Every genome sequence needs a good map. Genome Res 19, 1925-1928. Lom J., Dykover I. 2006. Myxozoan genera, Definition and Notes on Taxonomy, Life Cycle Terminology and Pathogenic Species, Foliar Piracetal, Praha 53, 1-36, MacDonald K.S. 3rd, Yampolsky L., Duffy J.E. 2005, Molecular and Morphological Evolution of the Amphipod Radiation of Lake Baikal, Morphologinate Evel 35, 323-343, Mardis E.R. 2011, A Decade's Perspective on DNA Sequencing Technology, Nature 470, 198-203, Guerrero F.D., Mulhutjzen P., Peterson D.G., Bidwell S., Kaler E., Belgard M., Neen V.M., Jikam A. 2010, Reassociation Kinetics-Based Approach for Partial Genome Sequencing of the Cattle Tick, Rhipicephalus, Bufalus, Micropolis, BMC Genomics 11, 374, Moyer A., Hoosman L., Ball E.E., Hayward D.C., Grasso L.C., Chua C.M., Wu H.N., Gattuso J.P., Forit S., Miller D.J. 2012, Whole Transcriptome Analysis of the Coral Acropora millipora reveals complex responses to CO2-driven acidification during the initiation of calcification. Mol Eckel 21, 2440-2454, Hegnell A. 2010, A Twist in Time, The Evolution of Spiral Cleavage in the Light of Animal Phylogeny, Integer Comp Bile 50, 695-706, Muller W., Scrudder H.C., Bergert Z., Pisignano D., Wang X. 2013, Silicatines, A Novel Paradigm in Bioinorganic Chemistry, Enzymatic Synthesis of Inorganic Polymeric Silica, Chemistry 19, 5790-5804, Hegnell A., Obst M., Stomaticus A., Ott M., Rouse G.W., Edgecom G.D., Martinez P., Bagana J., Bailey X., John Delius U., et al. 2009, Assessing the Root of Bilaterian Animals with Scalable Phylogenomic Methods, Proc Bile C. 276, 4261-4270, Monroe D., Blair P. U. 2012, The Extreme Longevity of Arctica Icelandica is Associated with Increased Peroxidation Resistance in Mitochondrial Membranes, Aging Cell 11, 845-855, Hill C.A., Wickle S.K. 2005, The Ixodes Scapularis Genome Project, An Opportunity for Advancing Tick Research, Trends Piracetal 21, 151-153, Muscatine L., Sonicieri E. 1969, Assimilation of Photosynthetic Products of Zooxanthellae by a Reef Coral, Bile Bull 137, 506-523, Hoffman G.E., Bernafor J.L., Fielman K.T. 2005, Genomics Fueled Approaches to Current Challenges in Marine Ecology, Trends Eckel Evel 20, 305-311, Nirahashi T., Roy M.L., Ginsberg K.S. 1994, Recent Advances in the Study of Mechanism of Action of Marine Neurotoxins, Neurotoxicology 15, 545-554, Howison, M., Dunn C.W., Sopata F. 2013, Toward a Statistically Explicit Understanding of De Novo Sequence Assembly, Bioinformatics DOI, 10.1093, Bioinformatics BTT 525, Wang D., Meyer R., Todd P. A., Joel M. 2008, Slow Mitochondrial Koi Sequence Evolution at the Base of the Metazone Tree and Its Implications for DNA Barcoding, J. Moll Evel 66, 167-174, Human Microbiome Project 2012, Structure, Function and Diversity of the Healthy Human Microbiome, Nature 486, 207-214, Iqutta T. 2011, Evolution of Invertebrate Deuterostomes and Hox para Hox Genes, Genomics Proteomics Bioinformatics 9, 77-96, Janies D.A., Voigt J.R., Daly M. 2011, Echinoderm Phylogeny Including Xyloplax, a Progenetic Asteroid, Cyst Bile 60, 420-438, Jeffrey N. W., Jardine C. B., Gregory T. R. 2013, A First Exploration of Genome Size Diversity in Sponges, Genome 56, 451-456, Norton N. 2010, Citizens of the Sea, Wondrous Creatures from the Census of Marine Life, Washington, D.C., National Geographic, Norton N., Wiegt L.A. 1998, New Dates and New Rates for Divergence Across the Isthmus of Panama, Proc. R. Soc. B. 265, 2257, 2263, 16, Nielsen C. 2012, Animal Evolution, Interrelationships of the Living Phyla 3rd EDN, Oxford, Oxford University Press, Neeland A. E., Solly N., Vully J. B., Whitmarsh D. J. 2001, Shrimp Aquaculture, Economic Perspectives for Policy Development, Marine Policy 25, 265-279 doi, 10.1016S038-597-X010017-3, Nisenko T., Scriber F., Adamska M., Adamski M., Etel M., Hamel J., Maldonado M., Muller W., Nickel M., Shearwater B., et al. 2013, Deep Metazone Phylogeny, When Different Genes Tell Different Stories, Mol Phylogenet Evel 67, 223-233, Alexic T.K., Pombat J.F., Swede, Mazo Vargas A., Ramos B., Giblet W., Afanada Y., Ruiz Rodriguez C.T., Nickerson M.L., Log D.M., et al. 2012, A Locally Funded Puerto Rican Pirate, Amazona Vitata, Genome Sequencing Project Increases Avian Data and Advances Young Researcher Education, Yagashans 114, Olivera B.M., Teachert R.W. 2007, Diversity of the Neurotoxic Canus Peptides, A Model for Concerted Pharmacological Discovery, Mol Interv 7, 251-260, Olson P.D., Zerau Eki M., Kiss F., Brem K. 2012, Sesto Genomics Progress and Prospects for Advancing Basic and Applied Aspects of Flatworm Biology, Parasite Immunal 34, 130-150, downloaded from https://academic.up.com/jheard/article-abstract/105/1/1/858593 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on 28 May 2019, Galil B.S. 2012, Truth and Consequences, The Bioinvasion of the Mediterranean Sea, Intergazul 7, 299-311, Humer S., Schiffer P.H., Blackster M. 2012, 959 Nematode Genomes, A Semantic Wiki for Coordinating Sequencing Projects, Nucleic Acids Res 40D1295D1300, YIGA Community of Scientists, Global Invertebrate Genomics Alliance, YIGA, Pera G., Bradnam K., Corf I. 2007, SEGMA, A Pipeline to Accurately Annotate Core Genes in Eukaryotic Genomes, Bioinformatics 23, 1061, 1067, Ruppert E.E., Fox R.S., Barnes Road 2004, Invertebrate Zoology, A Functional Evolutionary Approach, Belmont, C.A., Thompson, Brooks Cole, Perez Poro A.R., Navarro Gomez D., Uries M.J., Jeribut G. 2013, A NGS Approach to the Encrusting Mediterranean Sponge Crella Elegans, Periphera, Demospongii, Posillus Clerida, Transcriptome Sequencing, Characterization and Overview of the Gene Expression Along Three Life Cycle Stages, Mol Eckel Risa 13, 494-509, Russell C.W., Balvain S., Newell P.D., Douglas A.E. 2013, Shared Metabolic Pathways in a Co-Evolved Insect Bacterial Symbiosis, App Environ Microbial 79, 6117, 6123, Philip H., Darrell R., Lopez P., Piquet, Borkelin EC, Bori S. Nold N, Vaislet J, Renard E, Hau Liston E, Kaeinek E, et al. 2009. Phylogenomics revives traditional views on deep animal relationships. Kerbeil 19, 706-712. Piquet S, Philip H, Scriber F, Erpenbeck D, Jackson DJ, Reed P, Veens M, Allier A, Morgenstern B, Manuel M, et al. 2010. Improved phylogenomic taxon sampling noticeably affects non-bilaterian relationships. Molbile Evel 27, 1983-1987. Pierce S. K., Curtis N. E. 2012. Cell biology of the chloroplast symbiosis in Sacoglossan sea slugs. Int Rev Cell Molbile 293, 123-148. Pomponi S. A., Jevitt A., Patel J., Dios M. C. 2013. Sponge Hybridomus, Applications and Implications. Integer Comp Bile 53, 524-530. Ponder W. F., Lunny D., Editors 1999. The Other 99%, The Conservation and Biodiversity of Invertebrates. Mossman, Australia, Royal Zoological Society of New South Wales. Puritz J. B., Kiever C. C., Addison Yar, Byrne M., Hart M. W., Grossberg R. K., Toonen R. J. 2012. Extraordinarily rapid life history divergence between Cryptosterina C. star species. Proc. Bile C. 279, 3914-3922. Putnam N. H., Butts T., Ferrier D. E., Furlong R. F., Helston U., Kawashima T., Robinson Richavi M., Shogachi E., Terry A., Yujk, et al. 2008. The Amphioxus Genome and the Evolution of the Chordate Karyotype. Nature 453, 1064-1071. Putnam N. H., Srivastava M., Helston U., Dirks B., Chapman J., Salimov A., Terry A., Shapiro H., Lindquist E., Kapitanov VV, et al. 2007. Sea anemone genome reveals ancestral eumetazone gene repertoire and genomic organization. Science 317, 86-94. Rieker Kudler ML 1997. The global biodiversity of coral reefs, a comparison with rainforests. In, Rieker Kudler ML, Wilson DE, Wilson EO, Keener CS, editors. Biodiversity II, Understanding and Protecting Our Biological Resources. Washington, D.C., Joseph Henry Press. Regier J.C., Schultz J.W., Zwick A., Hussey A., Ball B., Wetzer R., Martin J.W., Cunningham C.W. 2010. Arthropod Relationships Revealed by Phylogenomic Analysis of Nuclear Protein Coding Sequences. Nature 463, 1079-1083. Risgo A., Perez Poro A.R., Carmona S., Lees S.P., Jeribut G. 2012. Optimization of Preservation and Storage Time of Sponge Tissues to Obtain Quality MNAR for Next Generation Sequencing. Mol Eckel Risa 12, 312-322. Rinkovich B. 2011. Cell Cultures from Marine Invertebrates, New Insights for Capturing Endless Stemness. Mar Biotechnol, NY 13, 345-354. Rourke E. B., Gilderson T. P., Dunbar R. B., Ingram B. L. 2006. Radiocarbon-based Ages and Growth Rates of Hawaiian Deep Sea Corals. Marine Eckel Prog Series 327, 1-14. Rob S. M., Ross E., Sanchez Alvarado A. 2008. Schmidt G. D., The Schmidtia Mediterranea Genome Database. Nucleic Acids Res 36D 599D 606. Robinson G. E., Hackett K. J., Purcell Miramans M., Brown S. J., Evans J. D., Goldsmith Mr., Lawson D., Okamuro J., Robertson H. M., Schneider D. J. 2011. Creating a Buzz About Insect Genomes. Science 331, 1386. Rouse G.W., Plegel F. 2001, Politcher Eats, Oxford, New York, Oxford University Press, Rubin G.M., Yandel M.D., Wertman J.R., Gabor Miklas G.L., Nelson C.R., Hiriharan I.K., Fortini M.E., Lee P.W., Apwheeler R., Fleischman W., et al. 2000, Comparative Genomics of the Eukaryotes, Science 287, 2204-2215, Ryan J.F., Pang K., Mulliken J.C., Martindale M.Q., Baksevenis A.D., NISC Comparative Sequencing Program 2010. The homeodomain complement of the Ctenophoronemiopsis leadii suggests that Ctenophora and Porifera diverged prior to the Parahoxozoa. Everdevo 1, 9, Ryder OA 2005, Conservation Genomics, Applying Whole Genome Studies to Species Conservation Efforts, Cytogenet Genome Res 108, 6-15, Sheffers BR, Joppa LN, Pim SL, Lawrence WF 2012, What We Know and Don't Know About Earth's Missing Biodiversity, Trends Eckel Evel 27, 501-510, Shearwater B, Eitel M, Jakob W, Osigus HJ, Hadries H, Della Porta SL, Colicotrin SO, Desol R 2009. Concatenated analysis sheds light on early metazoan evolution and fuels a modern ermatozoon hypothesis. PLOS Bile 7E20, Schroeder A, Muller O, Stoker S, Salowski R, Lieber M, Gassman M, Lightfoot S, Menzel W, Granzau M, Ragti 2006. The RIN, an RNA integrity number for assigning integrity values to RNA measurements. BMC Mol Bile 7, 3, COHC, Cube M, Edvardsson RB, Jensen MF, Beck A, Spreet E, Gorski G, Thompson EM, Lirach H, Reinhardt R, et al. 2001, Miniature Genome in the Marine Chordate Oikoplera dioica, Science 294, 2506, Schenger J, Lieberman Aiden E 2012, The Expanding Scope of DNA Sequencing. Nat Biotechnol 30, 1084-1094, Shinzato C, Shogachi E, Koashima T, Hamada M, Hisata K, Tanaka M, Fuji M, Fujiwara M, Koyanagi R, Ikuta T, et al. 2011, Using the Acropora digitifera genome to understand choral responses to environmental change, Nature 476, 320-323, Simakov O, Marlitas F, Cho S J, Edsinger Gonzalez E, Havlak P, Helston U, Kuodh, Larson T, LVJ, Arendt D, et al. 2013, Insights into Bilaterian Evolution from Three Spiralian Genomes, Nature 493, 526-531, Sket B, Trontelj P 2007, Global Diversity of Leeches, Hirudinia, in Freshwater, Hydrobiologia 595, 129-137, Slack JM, Holland PW, Graham CF 1993, The Zootype and the Phyllotypic Stage, Nature 361, 490-492, Smith SA, Wilson NG, Goats Fair, Fihari C, Andrade SC, Rouse GW, Jeribut G, Dunn CW 2011, Resolving the Evolutionary Relationships of Mollusks with Phylogenomic Tools, Nature 480, 364-367, Sodegren E, Weinstock GM, Davidson A, Cameron Ra, Gibbs Ra, Angerer RC, Angerer LM, Arnone MI, Burgess DR, Burke Road, et al. 2006, The Genome of the Sea Urchin Strongylocentritus purpuratus, Science 314, 941-952, Srivastava M, Begovic E, Chapman J, Putnam NH, Helston U, Koashima T, Kuoa, Mitras T, Salomov A, Carpenter ML, et al. 2008, The Tricha Plaques Genome and the Nature of Placozones, Nature 454, 955-960, Srivastava M., Simakov O., Chapman J., Fahey B., Gauthier M. E., Mitras T., Richards G. S., Kanako C., Dacker M., Helston U., et al. 2010, The Amphimedon Queenslandica Genome and the Evolution of Animal Complexity, Nature 466, 720-726, Stoner A. 1997, The Status of Queen Conch, Strombus gigas, Research in the Caribbean, Marine Fisheries Reverend 59, 14-23, Struck T. H., Paul C., Hill N., Hartman S., Hussle C., Cube M., Lieb B., Meyer A., Tiedemann R., Hirsch G., et al. 2011, Phylogenomic Analyses Unravel Annelid Evolution, Nature 471, 95-98, Swala B. J., Cameron C. B., Corley L. S., Gary Jr. 2000, Urochordates are monophyletic within the deuterostomes, Cyst Bile 49, 52-64, 17, downloaded from https://academic.up.com/jhird/article-abstract/105/1/1/858593 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019, Philip H., Brinkman H., Copley R.R., Moroz L.L., Nakano H., Paustka A.J., Wahlberg A., Peterson K.J., Telford M.J. 2011, Acolomorph flatworms are deuterostomes related to Xenotabella, Nature 470, 255-258, Ryan J.F. 2013, BAAPL, a tool to evaluate de novo genome assemblies with RNA transcripts RZIV 1309, 2087, QBio, Journal of Heredity to QGT, Koyashima T, Koyanagi R, Jayaja F, Tanaka M, Ikuta T, Shogachi E, Fujiwara M, Shinzato C, Hisata K, et al. 2012. Draft Genome of the Pearl Oyster Pinctida fucata, a platform for understanding bivalve biology, DNA Res 19, 117-130, Wetzel M.J., Reynolds J.W. 2011, Nomenclatura Oligocytologica Internet, available from, https://www.inhs.uiuc.edu/tilde-mj-wetzel/nomen.oligo.html, Trindade Silva A.E., Lim Fong G.E., Sharp K.H., Haggard M.G. 2010, Bryostatins, Biological Context and Biotechnological Prospects, Kerr Oppen Biotechnol 21, 834-842, WECR 2004, A New Biology for a New Century, Microbial Mole Bile Reverend 68, 173-186, Turnbull P.J., Leary, Hamady M., Fraser Liggett C.M., Knight R., Gordon J.I. 2007, The Human Microbiome Project, Nature 449, 804-810, Valentine J.W. 2004, On the Origin of Phyla, Chicago, The University of Chicago Press, Van Soest R.W., Bory S. Nault N., Vaislet J., Dorman M., Erpenbeck D., De Voogd N.J., Santo Domingo N., Van Horn B., Kelly M., Hooper J.N. 2012, Global Diversity of Sponges, Periphera, PLOS 17E 35105, Vidal Dupiel J., Zocola D., Tambate E., Grunor C., Kosso C., Smith K.M., Freytag M., Dealey N.M., Alamond D., Tambate S. 2013, Genes related to iron transport and energy production are upregulated in response to CO2-driven pH decrease in corals, New Insights from Transcriptome Analysis, PLOS 18E 58652, Vincent J.P., Jaff D.B., O'Neill K., Carlson E.K., Stand Fomin N, Anderson S, Messerov JP, Sattar N, Sattar Y, Nussbaum C, et al. 2005, Assembly of Polymorphic Genomes, Algorithms and Application to Shyness of Ignai, Genome Res 15, 1127, 1135, Voigt O, Collins Och, Peirce VB, Peirce JS, Ender A, Hadries H, Shearwater B 2004, Placozo No Longer a Phylum of 1, Kerr Biel 14 R 944 R 945 Von Reumont BM, Jenna Ra, Wills MA, DeLampio E, Pass G, Ebers Bajer I, Meyer B, Koneman S, Eilif TM, Stomaticus A, et al. 2012, Pancrustacean Phylogeny in the Light of New Phylogenomic Data, Support for Remipedia as the Possible Sister Group of Hexapoda, Mol Biel Evel 29, 1031-1045, Wang XY, Chen WJ, Wang Y, Sun JF, Men JT, Liu HL, Luo F, GUOL, LVXL, Deng CH, et al. 2011, The Draft Genome of the Carcinogenic Human Liver Fluke Clonorchis sinensis, Genome Bile 12R107, 18, Wang PB, Wiley EO, Johnson Wee, Ryder OA, O'Brien SJ, Horsler D, Copefley KP, Hark ML, Perelman P, Mastromanaco G, et al., G10KCOS 2012, Tissue Sampling Methods and Standards for Vertebrate Genomics, Yagashins 1, 8, Wahai G 1998, The Reef Cave Dwelling Ultra-Conservative Coralline Demisponja Strosclera Williana Lister 1900 from the Indo-Pacific Micromorphology, Ultrastructure, Biocalcification, Isotope Record, Taxonomy, Biogeography, Phylogeny, Fasces 38, 1-88, Wahai G, Dorman M, Erpenbeck D, Lirak C, Maldonado M, Voigt O, Borkilini C, Lavrov DV 2012, Deep Phylogeny and Evolution of Sponges, Phylum Porifera, ADV Mar Bile 61, 1-78, Wurser EK, Stera W, Corstrello S, Hay Schmidt A, Geribert G 2012, An Anatomical Description of a Miniaturized Acorn Worm Hemichordata, Enteropneusta, with Asexual Reproduction by Peritomy. PLOS 17E48529, Zhang Ji, Fang X, GUOX, Li L, Luo R, Su F, Yang P, Zhang L, Wang X, Ki H, et al. 2012, The Oyster Genome Reveals Stress Adaptation and Complexity of Shell Formation, Nature 490, 49-54, Zhang ZQ 2011A, Animal Biodiversity, An Outline of Higher-Level Classification and Survey of Taxonomic Richness, Zootaxa 3148, 237, Zhang ZQ 2011b, Phylum Arthropoda von Siebold, 1848, in, Zhang, ZQ, Editor, Animal Biodiversity, An Introduction to Higher-Level Classification and Taxonomic Richness, Zootaxa 4138, 99-103, Zhao Y, Zheng HJ, Chen YY, Zhang L, Wang K, GUOJ, Wang Z, Zhang B, Wang W, Jin K, et al. 2009, The Schistosoma Japonicum Genome Reveals Features of Host Parasite Interplay, Nature 460, 345-356. Received the 15th of July, 2013, first decision the 3rd of September, 2013, accepted October 18, 2013 corresponding editor, Stephen Cole, downloaded from https://academic.up.com/jheard/article-abstract/105/1/1/858593 by University of Florida, Joseph Ryan on the 28th of May 2019. CIJ, Zerao EKM, Holroyd N, Gushia Rubio A, Sanchez Flores A, Brooks KL, Tracy A, B, Bobes R. J., Fregoso G., Ciotto E., et al., Tinea Solium Genome Consortium 2013. The genomes of four tapeworm species reveal adaptations to parasitism. Nature 496, 57-63. Winnebeck EC, Miller CD, Warman GR 2010. Why does insect RNA look degraded? J. Insect C10, 159.